Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing another interview with my colleague and good friend, Michael DeLeo. Michael currently serves as a program editor for Expanding Community here at the NATO Association of Canada. Michael also succeeded as a project manager on our 62nd ATA General Assembly. He recently graduated with an honors BA from the University of Toronto, specializing in history and minoring in French and political science. In addition to his responsibilities at the NATO Association of Canada, he currently works as a French language instructor at a learning center in North York, where he teaches French from the elementary to high school level. Michael hopes to pursue studies in international relations and law abroad, and to eventually work for global affairs. His areas of interest include studying how societal and cultural elements affect the international system, and also how multilateral organizations can adapt if they are to stay relevant in an increasingly volatile world. Passionate about history and languages, Michael is currently studying French and German and hopes to live abroad in the near future. In addition, I'd like to mention that on Tuesday, October 11th and Wednesday, October 12th, the 62nd ATA General Assembly took place at the Weston Harbor Castle. I want to mention that the Atlantic Treaty Association creates a network to facilitate Euro-Atlantic relations and brings together high representatives of partner countries in the Mediterranean, North Africa, and the Middle East. The General Assembly engages discussion on various issues regarding terrorism, security, migration, cyber war, and climate change. This year, the ATA General Assembly provided a thought-provoking discussion. And with that being said, we had a distinguished list of speakers, including the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada, the Honorable Stephan Dion, James Apatharai, Deputy Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs and Security at NATO headquarters in Brussels, and the Chairman of the NATO Association of Canada, the Honorable Hugh Siegel. These are a few examples of the distinguished speakers that we had at our conference. Welcome. Today I'm joined by my colleague and my dear friend, project manager of our successful 62nd ATA General Assembly, which took place on the 11th and the 12th of October. Michael DeLeo is with us today. Michael, I'd like to start off by congratulating you on all of our success. As you know, the 62nd ATA General Assembly was a huge success, and that is all thanks to the work that you put into this conference, the work that every member of our team here at the NATO Association of Canada put into the conference. I must say that it's been a pleasure to work with you as the second project manager on this. And I want for you to begin by discussing the significance and the impact of the 62nd ATA General Assembly, which just took place last week.
Well, thank you, Magdalena. It was great to see so many politicians, ministers, delegates, people from NATO headquarters come to Toronto to discuss the future of our alliance. We all worked very hard. It was certainly a stressful time, but I'm really happy to see that it paid off. It did great publicity. It set a great example of what our organization can do. Yeah, everybody's very happy at the moment.
I want to say that I'm very thankful to our president here at the NATO Association of Canada, Julie Lindhout, and our vice president, Doug Knight, for all of their support. In addition, I want to personally thank every program editor, every research analyst, and every junior research fellow, and all of the volunteers who helped make this conference a huge success. We had a tremendous amount of support. But most of all, I want to thank you, because as a project manager, I can say that it was a complete pleasure working with you. We were both the project managers of the 62nd ATA General Assembly, and we worked very hard on this conference, and it showed. I must say that I was really impressed with the amount of delegates, diplomats, government officials, influential members of our community, academics, scholars, and students that engaged and took part in this conference. So with that being said, I want you to discuss some of the most rewarding aspects that were associated with working as a project manager on a conference that was such a huge success?
Well, first, it was just great to be able to exercise what we've learned over the course of these past few months. You know, you learn about leadership, you learn about what you're supposed to do, but it's a lot more difficult for that to actually materialize into something. So I'm just very happy that I was given the possibility to basically do what I've learned. Also, it was great to meet all of the incoming delegates from all over Europe and America. They seem so distant from you, but at the end of the day, when you speak to them, they're very nice, they were very courteous. It was great to see that. And also, it was nice for me to kind of test my fears, I guess, because this was kind of a last-minute thing. Julie asked me to introduce one of our moderators, Julie and Lily French.
Which you did an amazing job.
Thank you,
You were a great presentation, and you did a wonderful job on that.
Yeah, that was kind of nerve-wracking for me, I'll admit, because I'm not exactly a seasoned orator. But I definitely tried it. You know, I hope I did well. And, yeah, it was very fun.
I want to say that as a project manager, your communication skills and your ability to interact effectively with the delegates and diplomats was very obvious. You know, we planned this conference from the very start, and we worked effectively as a team together as project managers, but also we worked very effectively delegating tasks with our team here at the NATO Association of Canada. So it was the success of this conference was all thanks to everyone working together. You know, as the executive team, we communicated effectively with our president, Julie Lindhout, with our vice president, Doug Knight, and with, you know, all of our colleagues and our friends here. Everyone had a task that they managed.
Right.
And as a result of successfully executing each task, and as a result of working together as a team, all of the speakers, all of the moderators, and everyone that attended the conference, all of the participants have been emailing us, telling us how impressed they are with the conference, with the organization, with the high quality of speakers and the moderators and the expertise that everyone had to offer at this conference. So I can say firsthand that I've been here at the NATO Association of Canada for over a year. And this by far has been the biggest highlight that I have had the privilege of being a part of and the privilege of sharing with all of our members here. So, Michael, with all of your knowledge and with all of your experience, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing project management?
I would say just be prepared for anything, because when you're planning a big conference, everything is planned and, you know, set out on paper. But when it comes to the actual, you know, when it comes to about a week before the conference, be prepared because certain things can go wrong. And even if you think about this conference, yeah, there were, like any major conference, there are hiccups, there are interruptions along the way, but it was just great that we were able to solve everything.
Yeah, we were able to solve everything, and that's because we worked as a team.
Exactly, and that's another thing. You try to do everything by yourself because you just don't want to bother anybody, but you just have to be willing to work with everybody, and also be willing to put in the extra hours, because I know you and I, Magdalena, we were here all Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
15 hours a day in the office. It's a sacrifice that you have to just be willing to sacrifice, because that's what you have to do as project manager. You have to set an example, you have to take the lead, and you have to be able to deal with whatever comes up.
And we were here because we wanted to be
exactly,
here.
Yeah.
We were here because we wanted to see the ATA, the 62nd ATA General Assembly, be a success.
Right.
And we worked with our team very closely, because the thing that all of the listeners need to understand, the thing that you guys need to understand, is that we have such a strong team of program editors here. The commitment, the hard work, the dedication, the ambition, the drive that these program editors bring every day, each and every single day that I see my colleagues come to the office, I'm impressed by the dedication and the drive to, you know, work hard and to release publications, to help with big conferences. And I must say that I'm really excited about some of our upcoming events. We have a team of bright-minded young people, young professionals who, you know, have big visions and big ambitions and